You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Maurice Jones-Drew, former NFL running back. He works for the Rams, radio call. He was there at the game yesterday in Los Angeles with the Rams and the Buccaneers. Mojo will join us. Also, we'll check in with Carson Palmer, the former NFL quarterback Heisman Trophy winner, will stop by as well. We'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, as we always do, 877-3DP-SHOW on a Monday, and we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. Say good morning to our Peacock streaming partners. Peacock, you can download the app, go to danpatrick.com, get all the details there, but go to peacocktv.com and download the app. And you can watch all 3 hours for free. And our radio affiliates, including our newest affiliate in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Fox Sports, New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, home of Rutgers football and basketball. One of the tried and true pieces of sports content on the internet is power rankings. And they're usually pretty much the same as standings. But sometimes teams have a statement win that moves them up the list, and this weekend we probably saw a few of those victories. Let's start with the Rams. Impressive against the Buccaneers. Matthew Stafford outdueled Tom Brady, looked right at home, and the team they share that stadium with also had a big victory. The Chargers rebounding from a tough loss to the Cowboys, beat the Chiefs in a wild back-and-forth finish. Maybe the most impressive win by the AFC was the Bills roughing up a Washington football team that used to have a really good defense. After week one's loss to Pittsburgh, Buffalo has blown out two opponents and looks a lot more like that team that could go to the AFC title game. The Packers, I'm watching last night, and Jimmy Garoppolo leads the Niners down. There's 37 seconds left, and I go, even for Rodgers, I don't think that's enough time. And then I thought, okay, the Niners, are they going to put a lot of pressure on him? Are they going to double-team Davante Adams? How about neither? I went, what are you doing? There's no pressure, and Davante Adams is open. And, you know, Rodgers has a couple of completions, and I kept thinking, okay, I've seen the Niners do this before in a Super Bowl where they lost Tyreek Hill on a play. This is Davante Adams. You know Rodgers is going to go to Davante Adams. Like, force him to go to somebody else. I've said this many times, and it's applicable to other sports. I can't let the best guy beat me. If I can't get to Rodgers, I'm going to make sure he doesn't complete a pass to Davante Adams. Adams found a couple of holes, and he just kind of sat in there, and then it didn't look like that's the final minute of the game. Let's put it that way. But Rodgers, and I don't think people will talk about it because Rodgers won the game. You know, we love drama. Like, Kansas City is a big topic today. They're 1-2. What's wrong with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? It's three games. How about we wait a little? I need a little bit larger sample size. Do I think Kansas City's defense is going to be an issue? Yes, I do. Do I think the offense is Golden State-like? Yes, it goes in spurts. You withstand the spurts, and you can beat them, especially the turnover battle. But other games, you know, the Browns defense ruining the first start for Justin Fields. I don't know how high the morale is in Chicago today about seeing Justin Fields out there. You want him. You got him. You begged for it. And he looked like a rookie quarterback. They don't have a good offensive line. I wouldn't be surprised if Urban Meyer sits Trevor Lawrence for a game. Because he has no confidence, or he has to be lacking confidence. Because when you go back to pass, you don't want to think about, am I going to get sacked? Zach Wilson thinks that. Trevor Lawrence thinks that. Justin Fields has to think that. Even Mac Jones yesterday got a lot of pressure by the New Orleans Saints. When you see a quarterback who's protected, that's when we go, man, he's making it look easy. When you don't get to Tom Brady, he makes it look easy. Matthew Stafford, when you don't get to him, he makes it look easy. Aaron Rodgers. It's all about protecting these quarterbacks. Go back to the Super Bowl. When you put pressure on Patrick Mahomes, he was average. When you give protection, that's when you see these guys, it can be a very easy game. But these rookies are starting in places for a reason. They're a bad team. Josh Allen did not get sacked one time by what we think is one of the better front fours in football in the Washington football team. That's the difference. You put pressure on Tom Brady, he can be average. He can be mortal. They all can. Even Patrick Mahomes. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. I'm going to guess that the Rams are probably topping the list of power rankings. Beating the Buccaneers did not surprise me at all. Getting to Tom Brady, that told me an awful lot. I mean, Aaron Donald was able to put pressure. They put pressure up the middle on Tom Brady. And that's, if you can apply pressure up the middle and make Tom move, boy, that's a big advantage for that defense. Ben Roethlisberger, I know, pliability, great shape, best shape of his life. No, not at all. You know, the defense is pliable, too, that's chasing Ben Roethlisberger. Just letting people know that, boy, Ben, man, at 38, he's looking pretty good. Okay, he just shaved his beard. I don't know if that beard was 40 pounds, but we made it seem like, oh, okay, he's Tom Brady 2.0. No, he's not. I don't know why people thought, boy, we got to bring Ben back. I wouldn't have brought Ben back. I know that he came back for, you know, a lower paycheck there. But, you know, you got Dwayne Haskins, you got Mason Rudolph. I mean, this is a team that you spent money on T.J. Watt. Like, the defense is supposed to be good. You bring in Najee Harris, your first-round draft pick. I know the offensive line isn't very good, but you do have weapons here. And you don't look like that team that beat Buffalo in Buffalo. That's what's amazing. It's only three games, so I can't go, let me overreact to this and underreact to that. They're all, you know, they all kind of blend together. But I don't know why people thought Ben is going to somehow be Tom Brady. It's just not. There's only one. Poll question, McLovin, for the first hour, if we're going to keep it for the second hour.
Okay, we could switch up. Which 3-0 team would you bet won't make the playoffs? Bad news for Todd. It's the Denver Broncos are beating the Carolina Panthers as a team that will not make the playoffs.
Okay, what's the percentage of teams that start out 3-0 that make the playoffs?
We got a number from Sports Radar that it was 75%, but this is obviously a different year with 17 games.
All right.
So I don't know if you can count that.
These are the numbers. This is since 1990. You start out 3-0, you make the playoffs 75% of the time. You start out 2-1, you make the playoffs 54% of the time. You start out 1-2, make the playoffs 25%. Start out 0-3, 2.6%. That's the poll question. And by the way, Limerick cards. Todd has made 6 different Limerick greeting cards. They're available for you. You never have to worry about greeting cards again for the rest of the year.
It's all figured out already.
His and her birthdays, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, and win or lose, we celebrate. Get your bundle of Limerick cards. They're really well done, except for the limericks. Don't worry about buying greeting cards for the rest of the year. Go to danpatrick.com and, you know, even give it to people you don't like. You know, that's probably the way to do it. Like, wow, you really don't like me. You gave me one of Todd's Limerick cards. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, today is my anniversary. Maybe I could have Todd write a limerick for my wife.
Did he do that last year and it got a little creepy?
Yeah, it was super creepy.
Yeah. Todd,
I remember that.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
But I count September 20th as also my anniversary. Because that's the day you texted me and said, good luck today. We're all counting on you and your wedding day.
That is true. That is true.
You had the right month.
Yeah, I know. I almost got it right. See.
It's funny that the Limerick greeting cards are available today, considering that when Todd wrote that poem for Andrew's wife, that was sort of the idea, birth of, oh, we should do greeting cards. That would be fun. And then a year today. How about that?
My wife actually loves Todd's limericks. So this would totally be great. I might buy one of these cards.
PeacockTV.com. No, you get all of the cards. Like when you make the purchase, you get all of those greeting cards in one bundle.
Can I pull one out for today to give it to my wife?
You can make an exception for me.
No, I can't. No exceptions. Peacock original drama, Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Harvard symbologist Robert Langdon must solve a series of deadly puzzles to stop a global conspiracy. Stream every action-packed moment now, only on Peacock, peacocktv.com to sign up. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Best and worst of the weekend. Zach in California leads us off this hour. Zach, good morning. Best and worst.
Hey, what's going on, Dan?
Hi, Zach.
Hey, just got to shout out Justin Tucker, bringing that same energy when he goes to that those opera concerts. What a goat. Unbelievable ending. I have a buddy who's a Ravens fan. Epic. Big highlight for me this weekend was the Rams' big W against the Super Bowl champs. Yes, it's a long season,
yeah,
but they're good, Dan, and they're well coached.
Well,
I like Sean McVay a lot.
I know, but it wasn't long ago when people were questioning Sean McVay. No, so look, it's week to week. That's how this works. I get it. I know that you have to have a take every week on a team and how good they are, how bad they are. There are certain teams I feel more confident about, and other teams I'm just not sure. Rams, that's a good team. And it is an upgraded quarterback. Cooper Kupp, when healthy, is a dangerous receiver. We've seen that. I get it. Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. You just start. There's no other defense that has that. Those two. And if Stafford plays, if they protect Stafford, you got weapons there. I hope that the running game will kind of come around. But that is a really good team. They're in a really good division, too. And you have to factor that in as well. Will they have home field advantage? Because can Green Bay put up more wins or Tampa Bay put up more wins? Then you're going to be traveling West Coast, East Coast. Then you have to factor in, you know, weather if you're going to Green Bay. Like, there, it's easy to go, boy, that's the team I think is going to go to the Super Bowl. There's so many other things to factor in where you're not even thinking about it now after 3 weeks because you just want this momentum. You want this feel-good moment. Hey, we beat Tom Brady. By the way, Tampa's secondary is not very good. Not. But the rest of the defense is supposed to be really good. But I do think that if you don't put pressure on the quarterback, those DBs can be had. And give credit. Give credit to the Rams. They gave Stafford time. Brady did not get that same time. But I'm not surprised at all the Rams won. I'm surprised the Chargers won in Kansas City. You come off the loss against Dallas, and then you go to Kansas City. And I thought, boy, this could get out of hand. And then I started to look at the numbers. Kansas City keeps every team in the game. They do. They don't blow anybody out. If you can withstand that first wave of Mahomes, you know it's going to happen. There's going to be like three or four different series where you go, oh my God. You know, did they get 17 points, not 21? And if you can survive that, they allow you to keep it close. Mahomes got hit 8 times yesterday. Brady got hit 6 times. Donald got him, sacked him. Yeah, McLovin.
Are we sure the Chargers aren't the same old Chargers in the sense?
Oh, they, no, I'm not all in on the Chargers.
They're very good, but they at the end of the game, they go wacky.
You know, how many years did I go, this is the year for the Chargers? This is the year for the Chargers. I go back to Antonio Gates and Tomlinson. Like I just said, they got the most talent in football. That doesn't always win. Fernando in California. Hey, Fernando.
What's going on, Dan? It's best of the weekend. A vertically challenged 5'7" and a pleasantly plump 235. My best is my Raiders again, 3-0. That's about it. I mean, everything else was an amazing weekend. I didn't have no worst of the weekends. One was from last weekend, again, $16 a beer at a concert. Outrageous. You guys have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fernando. How do you charge 16 for a beer? Yeah, see.
How do we keep paying 16 I know, for a beer?
You're right. I think that's why they keep charging, because we keep paying.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dwayne in North Carolina. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Dan. 5'7", 190.
Yeah.
Best of the worst of the weekend. My best are my Braves holding on to a 4-3 win with the bases loaded to sweep the Padres and taking a 2.5 game lead over McLovin's Phillies.
Yeah.
And my worst of the weekend, I can't decide. I'm a Washington football team fan and I'm a Florida State Seminole fan. And they're both tragically horrible. Dan, you got to help me off the ledge, man. This defense was supposed to be good for the Washington football team, and they can't get pressure on anybody, regardless of whether they blitz.
You know what I would do, Dwayne? I would just take the year off, do some charity work, like just back away from the TV, do some cardio, some pliability, maybe not watch any football there. Maybe that'll help you out a little bit.
I still got my Braves, though. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right around the corner.
All right. Thank you, Dwayne. Yeah, you do. You do have your Braves there. Yeah, Paul.
There are some fan bases would be they'd be healthier mentally if they didn't watch the game. Like, watching the Bears game yesterday was awful. It was an awful 3 hours. And there's some teams out there where it's just, if you're a fan of that team, it's got to be, Sundays are awful.
Okay, but would you rather have been a Bears fan yesterday watching that or a Lions fan watching that?
Lions fans are completely used to what happened yesterday. That was no big deal. Lions fans could do that standing on their head. A terrible, painful defeat. They're used to that. If they won that game, they'd be shocked.
Yes, McLovin.
And the Bears fans aren't used to putting a quarterback in a terrible position for 3 hours. It feels like home.
We could do that in our sleep. Yeah. We could take down anybody. You gave us Mahomes, we'll make him
That's
average.
That's true. All right, we'll take a break. More on the Rams win against the Buccaneers coming up. We'll get some more phone calls as well, best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Do you find it harder to compete with the younger guys at the gym or the office? Time for M-Drive, the everyday supplement for driven guys who refuse to let age slow them down. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels while helping maintain lean muscle and giving you that energy to fight back against aging so you can compete every single day. You can find M-Drive. Go to mdrivedan.com. Delivered right to your door. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose. You can also find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. We're all getting older. That doesn't mean we have to slow down. We can still show those young guys a thing or two. M-Drive gives your body the T support it needs to compete and win. M-Drive, it's for the driven. Not for everyone. It's for the driven. MDriveDan.com for more strength, energy, T support to fuel your daily drive. 60-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, or you can go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shoppe. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Sunday night, Tom Brady returns to New England to face off against his former team, Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Buccaneers-Patriots, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Do we want to bring back the Bill Belichick back and forth a little bit with the member of the media yesterday? Which one? Is this about Mac Jones, his interceptions, his performance yesterday against the Saints?
Bill, what did you see on Mac's interceptions?
Barry. Same thing you saw.
Is he preoccupied? Is there something going on there? Doesn't sound like he's focused there.
I guess I saw what you saw.
Yes, McLovin.
Unbelievable. The funny thing about the Saints is the Saints are running sort of a Taysom Hill style offense with Jameis Winston at quarterback. Yeah. Like, how are they? Was that an electric win yesterday, or was that, what was that?
I don't know. Maybe I've overinflated the Patriots because I think they're a playoff team. But watching yesterday and you see the Saints and you're like, man, the Saints did enough. And, you know, Jameis didn't come back to haunt them as I thought he was going to. Let me bring in Maurice Jones-Drew, NFL Network analyst. He also is the Rams radio color analyst and a former running back. You can follow Maurice Jones-Drew on Twitter at MJD. Thursday Night Football continues this week. Jags-Bengals exclusively on NFL Network. How big was the Rams win yesterday, Mojo?
Oh, man. First of all, Dan, it's so glad to be back. It's been too long. you know, it's a beautiful thing, our relationship. It's like we never talk, and then once we talk, it's like we don't even miss a beat. But it was a huge win for the Rams. I thought Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are a very talented team. We saw them beat up on a lot of people, and they didn't have Antonio Brown or JPP yesterday, but the convincing win by the Rams offense was oof. Matthew Stafford looks really good. DeSean Jackson got into the fold, and then Cooper Kupp has been lights out the last 3 weeks. And I mean, just wait until they get Robert Woods going and, you know, other guys. They got Tyler Higbee going live yesterday, which was really nice. And I mean, again, it just is, it seems like Sean McVay is just kind of dialing up some really good plays that are working really well right now.
Barring injury, any concerns?
Not really. I think they have, you know, it's kind of they're all about their stars in L.A., right? So you have Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and then defensively you have Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. They kind of play with them. Everyone else has a role after those guys. And they're playing really well right now, very confident, and they're practicing well from what I'm hearing. And it's pretty good. It's a good mix of guys that are going with good coaching, and it's going to be exciting to see kind of how they've hit the injury bug a little bit. A couple guys have been nicked up, but they're doing a great job of keeping guys healthy and getting guys back.
How different is the offense, or at least the play calling, with Matthew Stafford as opposed to Jared Goff?
It's very different, but I think the biggest difference, a lot of people are going to say the arm talent. I think the biggest difference is Matthew Stafford's experience, right? Yeah, he has a strong arm. He can throw the ball over the yard, but there was a couple times yesterday where late in the play, he was checking the guys to a different play, right? And it wasn't a throw down the field. It might have been he saw a blitz and he checked to a quick screen, or he saw a blitz and he checked it to a quick pass, or he saw they were playing coverage and he checked to a good run. And so his experience of seeing a lot of defenses and knowing what people are doing and getting them out of a bad play into a right play is kind of what's been, like, really getting this team going. And so I think McVay's kind of given him the keys to the car, let him kind of do what he wants out there in certain situations.
Aaron Donald's fascinating because I know we talk a lot about edge rushers. I just think when you have a quarterback like Tom Brady, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks who are pocket quarterbacks, the pressure you put up the middle, now I force them out of the pocket, out of their comfort zone. I mean, it's hard to find guys like Aaron Donald, but man, when you do, there's just nobody like him. What do you see? Does he remind you of anybody you played against?
No, not anyone I've played against. I think the closest person you could think that's similar to his skill set is John Randall. Just quick off the ball, very strong, explosive. But the beautiful thing about Aaron Donald, where a lot of other guys don't, I mean, with his size and ability, you would say John Randall, but he lines up all over the line. So you can't slide and protect and, like, slide your protections to him, because sometimes he'll be on the right, sometimes he'll be on the left, sometimes he's in the middle. He's all over the place. And, you know, it's his work ethic and his leadership that I think, you know, they don't talk enough about. We always talk about his play. But being in part of the team and being around the team a ton, you see his leadership come into play a ton. And so his attitude, the way he goes about his business, the way he goes about his day, he's always ready to go. And so, you know, he finally got his sack against Tom Brady, a guy that he hasn't sacked in his career, which was good for him. And it was a huge play and a huge part of the game. There's sometimes, Dan, and it's crazy, you won't hear Aaron Donald's name for three quarters and 12 minutes of the game. And then he'll have a timely play at the end of the game to end it. And that's kind of that's the way he's been. Like, there's sometimes he'll dominate a whole game. There's other times they'll do a great job of getting after him, and then next thing you know, he comes in a crucial time and gets a strip sack fumble, the game's over.
You know how this business works, that everybody wants to have a referendum every Monday, that we know exactly what a team is going to be like or a player is going to be like. After what you saw with the Buccaneers, what would you say to Buccaneers fans after yesterday's performance?
Are you really concerned? Like, they're going to stumble. Every team, I don't think there's going to be a team this year that's going to go undefeated. I mean, even as good as the Rams look, they still have to go through their NFC West play, which is a very tough division. After looking at that roster and watching the guys play, am I concerned? No, not at all. I mean, you did have Antonio Brown, like I said earlier, JPP's banged up. and you're getting reps. When those guys go down, your young guys are getting better and getting reps to play, which is going to help you in the long run. And so for me, it's like, wow, like these, they're going to be a tough opponent. It was a big game. It's going to have some playoff implications, possibly a home playoff game here at SoFi. But, I mean, the Bucks went on the road last year and won it all. So what's the difference?
Are you older than Brady?
Body-wise, probably. But, you know, he has a couple years on me. I mean, he's from the great outdoors. What do you expect? He's phenomenal. Can I say this? Because I know we're going to head to this. I have to – the NFL is like the greatest soap opera ever, right? You have this beautiful relationship with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and it's like it turned toxic the last couple years, and then they had this crazy breakup, and it was just like so – and then you finally get a chance to go back and, like, see your ex. But you're with your new boo now? Like, I can't wait to see this double date that's happening on Sunday night. Like, it is the best thing ever. I you can't draw up anything like this. Whoever, and then the best part is they get it early in the season, too. I wish it was a little bit later. I wish it was, like, November, right, where it's a little cold in Foxborough and you know, all that. But, man, this is going to be some of the greatest football we've had. Every Sunday night game has been awesome. The one last night was crazy. Aaron Rodgers goes back, you know, he hasn't been playing well. He's beefing with his girlfriend, and then the Niners tried to go get him, and it's just like, it's so nasty. You saw Matt LaFleur so upset. Like, it is so dramatic that it's like the best TV ever. It's literally like a soap opera for like the next, you know, 3 months, 4 months. It's just going to be amazing. I can't wait. It's just so much drama, so many storylines. It's so amazing.
Wait,
and, you know, I just didn't love it.
I got Brady. Is Brady 8 years older than you?
8 years, yeah.
Wow.
I'm young, man. I'm still young and hip. And by the way, when am I going to be able to get in a movie with you and Adam Sandler? Right? When are we going to be able to make this thing work? I want to get in. I just want a cameo.
Oh, there's so many other running backs. There's so many other running backs, though, that are on the list,
it's not,
Mojo.
It's not about running backs. It's about my relationship with you and your relationship with Adam Sandler. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, I got Derrick Henry wants to be in the movie.
No, Derrick Henry, he's still playing. He don't get to do all that stuff. He doesn't have the history that me and you have. Don't bring this new hotness up. I've been with you for a long time.
Yeah, you know, who else, Paulie? Matt Forte?
Remember Fred Taylor called?
Oh, Fred Taylor wants in a movie.
But they're not as consistent as I've been with you. Right? Yeah. We've been consistent together for years. Don't do this. Don't throw our relationship away for, like, some short, like, hot date or whatever, you know, you guys have going on. This has been consistent. I've been loyal.
Brian Westbrook. Man, there's
there you go, throwing out all these names. You're trying to make me jealous.
So many. Yes, McLovin.
Remember Sandler had that spot for a slightly undersized running back, and it went to Darren Sproles.
Oh, that's right. Sproles got the role.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Mojo.
Well, listen, that's the problem. You're not thinking about me right now. I don't like that. Like, I'm trying to expand my career as well. I'm always trying to get better, right? And the next step is being with you in a movie. I just want to stand there. I mean, you're in a movie with Shaq. How hard is it not to get me in there?
Wait,
what is Shaq really doing that I haven't done?
Wow. You're calling out Shaq?
I mean, I'm not calling out Shaq. I'm just saying, you know, I would like to be in a movie as well.
All right, I'll see what I can do. All right.
Thank you.
I'll put it again. How about this? Rams go to the Super Bowl. You're in.
Well, you know what? I would take that, but I literally have no control over what they do. But I like the Rams so much that I'm with that. Let's do it.
All right. Great to talk to you as always, Mojo.
Always good to talk to you as well.
Thank you, man. That's Maurice Jones-Drew, NFL Network analyst, Rams color analyst on radio, and former NFL running back. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see if I can. I mean, there's so many running backs who want to be in. Emmitt Smith does. Marshall Faulk. God, I can't have. I mean, Barry Sanders calls me almost on a weekly basis. You going to put me in a movie? I'll see what I can do. I got McLovin in a movie.
If you can get me, Mojo might have a good point there.
Yes. Oh, I couldn't even tell him that I got you in one of his movies.
Well, Fred Taylor heard. You had another Jaguar running back?
I know. Jeff in Texas, best and worst of the weekend. Jeff, what do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for the call. Best, my Raiders are 3-0 since 2002. I got a quick stat for you, a quick stat of the day.
Hmm.
The Raiders are the 38th team in the NFL history to open the season with three straight games versus teams that won 10-plus the previous year. The Raiders are the only one to go 3-0. Boom. Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day. Start of the day,
start of the day, start of the day, start of the day. Our unofficial house band Twitter. Twiddle. Twitter.
Twiddle.
Twiddle. That's it. The ladies and gentlemen, the twiddle. James in Virginia. Boy, nice showing by that Washington football team.
Oh, good morning, brother. Happy Monday, man. We are Washington. I don't know what you talk about, man. I think Washington plays this Sunday. They must have been on a bye last week, man. I don't know what happened, man. They darn sure didn't show up, man. It is crazy. Got to pump the brakes on that front four, man. They're definitely not getting pressure, not bringing the exotic blitzes, man. It remains to be seen. I will say this about Washington, regardless or not, if they can find a way to win on Sunday in Atlanta, they're 2-0 in conference, 2-2 overall, man. So there's always a shot. You know I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
Yes, you are.
I tell you, my best for me, though, all weekend, man, it was just great football, man. Saturday to Sunday, it was just nonstop great games, man. I really enjoyed it. And I finished on my worst, man, my alma mater, Old Dominion Monarchs at home against Buffalo, down 35-7. Shut out Buffalo in the second half, storm all the way back 35-34, and they missed the extra point to tie it, man, and lose the game, man. What, man, great fight back for the guys, man, but tough way to lose the game, man. Hey, y'all have a great one, man. Thank you again. We are Washington.
Thank you, James. James, always positive. I watched a lot of college football. I watched Charlotte play on Friday night. Love the uniforms. Then they went into UNLV, Fresno State. I watched that as well. I live the life.
Fresno's got a nice team this year.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yes, McLovin.
I got a big one for you next week with your Charlotte 49ers. They take on Illinois. And guess what time that game is?
Noon.
Noon Eastern. Yes. Charlotte goes to Illinois.
Yeah. McLovin has an against the grain.
Yep.
Five losses that were really wins.
Yes.
Okay. We will do that at the top of the hour.
You sound a bit skeptical.
Well, I'd like to know a little bit more about it. Were there five teams that suffered losses that you would consider wins?
Yes.
So I'm letting it wash over me a little bit.
Yes.
When we come back, more phone calls, we will give you our best and worst of the weekend. Yes, Paulie, what?
So you can lose in the NFL and still win?
Well, Trent Dilfer thinks so.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Yes.
Well, we'll see about that after against the grain, the top of the hour.
That's where you start to think about it, and then it drives you, like it makes you mental when you go, wait, you can't lose and still win in the NFL. I'm sure we're taking it out of context, right? Chances are, like there had to be something that surrounds this where you go, oh, yeah, that of course that makes sense. Yeah, Seton.
I was just looking for the full clip of that, but unfortunately, the only other one that we have is this.
You can lose it in September, but you can't win it.
Okay.
Both those are true, though. You cannot win the Super Bowl in September. I've checked back. No one's ever won the Super Bowl in September, ever. And I checked back. What was the first cut?
Well, you can't lose the Super Bowl in September. They don't play it in September. Like you could lose the opportunity to maybe play in the Super Bowl.
Right.
But it's not like, hey, you lost that in September, you can't play in the Super Bowl.
And you know why that is?
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
I check back. No one ever scored fewer points than another team and got credit for a win in NFL history.
Yes, so. McLovin.
What about tanking? I mean, Trent might be wrong. You can win by losing. Long term. I'm a Sixers fan. The process. Remember
oh, that's
that
right.
Thing?
The process. Oh, I got some interesting news on Kyrie Irving. And I'll have that for you coming up.
Oh, dear.
It's always interesting news with Kyrie Irving.
That's redundant. Yeah.
Is it ever good news with Kyrie whenever he's in the news, in the headlines? It's always interesting. We'll have an update on Kyrie Irving. And we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I got people sending in pictures of their food purchases at ballparks, stadiums. We had somebody say that they were charging $16 for a beer. Somebody just sent in a picture of a cup of cheese for $2.50 for my son's $7.75 pretzel last week. This is the Brewers. Per ounce, that's like $40 a mug. Wow. I'm trying to think, last time I remember spending like 10 bucks for a beer at the ballpark, but 16, I mean, that cuts down on drinking, doesn't it? I mean, how many beers can you afford at 16 bucks a pop there? And how big are these beers? Like, are they?
A lot of them are the 16 ounces.
Okay. Well, we used to call those tubs.
Yeah.
At Riverfront Stadium with the Reds, you get a tub of beer. I don't know how much it was back then, probably like $5. Yes.
And these days, it's really hard to sneak a flask into a major league ballpark or stadium because they wand you. If you have anything metal in your pocket, it's not going to fly. A flask won't fly.
But we have the Dan Patrick Show flask, the right. Win or lose, we celebrate flask.
Give it a try. Try to sneak it in.
Yeah. I remember there were times when Paulie will have a flask. We'll be on the road. We were at the Notre Dame USC game a few years ago. We're on the sidelines. And Paulie pulls out this flask. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, I don't know. And I think they caught us on TV. I don't know if they caught us on TV with the flask. But I just remember Paulie taking out the flask and taking a shot.
It's getting a little chilly. Yeah. It could go overtime. It could be six overtimes. You got to have a little something to keep you warm.
Interesting college football weekend. I watched the Clemson game against North Carolina State. Say goodbye to Clemson. DJU. Yikes. Not a good offensive line there. Let's see. What else did I watch? UCLA. Watch Notre Dame. Notre Dame, you're kind of watching, and then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, how are they up by this many points? You have a long drive, a couple of pick sixes. Next thing you know, it's like a blowout. I thought, and Brian Kelly's going to join us, I think, on Wednesday, the Notre Dame head coach. But watch UCLA. I kind of bounced around with a lot those games. Yeah, McLevin.
Notre Dame, Cincinnati. Notre Dame's an underdog in that one. That's a big game for Cincinnati Bearcats.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because normally Cincinnati wouldn't be given that opportunity. And that'll be a pretty tough test there. Best and worst of the weekend. I'll start with you, Todd. Best and worst.
I'm going to give it to Army quarterback Christian Anderson, what he did at Miami of Ohio. He attempted only 5 passes, didn't complete any of them, but he ran for 236 yards on 15 carries, 2 TDs, including a 75-yard scamper. He also had to leave the game twice in the first half with injuries and missed the last 6 minutes of the second half after hurting his shoulder and still accomplished all that. And my worst of the weekend, after keeping things competitive earlier in the year against Ohio State, Minnesota, 31-point favorites on homecoming, found a way to lose to pesky Bowling Green.
I watched that.
14-10 Falcons.
I watched that. And you know what? Bowling Green tried to give it away. Back to Christian Anderson. Like, you have to call him Hans, right? Right? That has to be his nickname, the Army quarterback. He's got to be Hans Christian Anderson. Paulie would like to file a protest.
Take Army football as your best of the weekend?
Yeah.
I should be grandfathered in on that one.
Yeah, it feels like that. I watched Navy. Yikes. Navy against Houston. McLevin, best and worst.
Okay, I'm going to start with worst. Clyde Edwards-Helaire can no longer hold on to football. Another fumble loss. So what do you do if you're Chiefs? You put him out on the field. Tough one. Marquise Brown can't catch for the Ravens. My best is going to be Myles Garrett, 4.5 sacks. They're rolling out Justin Fields, which makes sense unless you have a 2.66 guys who are 270 pounds and run 4.4 chasing him the entire time.
Yeah.
The Browns D-line, oh man, they're brutal.
Yeah, yeah. They got unleashed. It helps going against the Bears, though. Seton O'Connor, best and worst.
My worst of the weekend, I don't care. I'm still riding with my guy Brock Purdy, but dang, what happened to Iowa State? So close, so much hope, so much promise.
I know. The last 7 years, you've been right there for Brock Purdy.
I'm still riding with him. I don't care. That's still my guy.
All right.
Just on the eve of Brocktober, too.
Ooh.
Dang it. All right. There you go. Of the weekend was UConn almost taking down Paul's Wyoming Cowboys.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Almost, guys. You almost got there. Let's go.
Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
Dan, your Arkansas Razorbacks,
4-0. The Razorbacks.
They're having a blast down there, man. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season. KJ Jefferson, the quarterback, 2 touchdowns. That they handled the Texas A&M Aggies. They were ranked 7th going into the game. And then you mentioned UCLA. They got this quarterback. A lot of people know him, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR. He got smashed in the second half and got back up and finished the game. He had 2 touchdowns, took down Stanford. Good start for the season with UCLA.
Dave in Arkansas joins us on the program. Hi, Dave.
They call me Pittsburgh Dave. But I do have to start with the worst, and it is those Steelers. My God, the era is over. It's done. I don't like saying it, but we knew it was all here. Obviously the best. Those Hogs, number 8, going now to Athens. Don't sleep, folks.
Oh, boy.
Don't sleep. Now, I've got a Justin Tucker stat of the day. If I can get Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, let's see if we can dial up Melissa.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Justin Tucker's 66-yard field goal beats the Lions 19-17. The record all those years, 63 yards from Tom Dempsey, beat the Lions 19-17.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Thank you, Dave. Good luck to your Razorbacks there in Athens. What's the line on that game, Paulie?
I don't know if you want to hear
it. Is it like 13?
Georgia's given 18.5 to the Razorbacks.
Oh,
that's a tough defense.
Dave said that the previous record was Tom Dempsey. It was Matt Prater, a 64-yarder. Tom Dempsey in 1970, I believe, kicked the 63-yarder as the Saints beat the Lions. Is that right? I think we got the numbers on that one.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yeah, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Got multiple kickers who kick field goals of 63 yards. Matt Prater, 64 yards in 2013. And Justin Tucker joins us in the first hour of the program, 66-yarder. Carson Palmer will join us coming up next hour. More phone calls as well. And McLovin's against the grain. The 5 losses that really are wins. That's coming up next, Dan Patrick Show. Close out the second hour. This past year brought a lot of change to our lives. For some of you, that means you've changed jobs. Maybe you've considered retiring. And if that's your situation, you probably have a lot of questions on your mind about your finances, your retirement accounts. Do you have enough money to retire? Is your portfolio invested appropriately? Retirement's a big step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stifel has been helping clients like you manage investments for over 130 years. Your Stifel financial advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan, understand your options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. Plus, Stifel clients have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy view, so you make informed, more informed decisions regarding your portfolio. Find your Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, STIFEL.com. Stifel, Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.